Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Randy Gablehouse with Armstrong. Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks.
Well, thanks for being with me. I wanted to talk to you. Most everybody in the industry probably knows that you've been the head of commercial sales for Armstrong for a long time, and I believe you've had a 35-year career with Armstrong, and you've announced your retirement and actually have already retired. Isn't that right?
That's correct. Yeah, I retired March 1st.
Okay, and I'm right. I mean, you've been with Armstrong one company. I mean, you've been in the flooring industry with one company, which is almost unheard of, but that's the situation with you, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I joined Armstrong in June of 1975.
Okay, and you actually grew up in Colorado. You played baseball with Colorado State University, and right after college, you came on with Armstrong. Is that right?
Yeah, right after college, I interviewed, and literally within about a three-week period of time from the interview to flying back to Lancaster to being offered the job, Cindy and I packed the U-Haul and headed east and arrived in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Well, let me tell you, I don't do these retirement-type interviews with a lot of people, just with people that I think are really special. And so from my perspective, I really wanted to do this. I know I had to talk you into it. But anytime you're at a meeting, you have people that just flock to you because, you know, you're likable, you know what's going on in the business. So as you look back, what are some of the highlights of your 35-year career in the business?
Well, you know, I'm thinking back, probably thinking about the near future, probably in the late 90s when I was in charge of marketing for commercial. We acquired Triangle Pacific at that point in time, DLW, so I was involved in kind of pulling that all together, and it was a daunting task, needless to say, but it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. Getting back into sales, when I got back into sales again in 2002, and then starting to work with the commercial team that I have, that to me was probably the one of the great joys that I had. In the early 90s, we had business teams within Armstrong, and I ran the commercial business team, both tile and sheet. And again, another rewarding time. We made a lot of investments at that point in time, and I loved running the team. I just loved being the general manager of that team. And that's kind of what I enjoy is working with the team, working with customers, and building businesses.
So when you say you got out of sales, what were you doing when you were not in a sales role?
Well, when I wasn't in sales, I ran the builder business for a period of time. I ran a professionally installed business, so I was involved in all aspects of it. And then we set up business teams, and I got involved in the commercial tile business team and ran that for about a year and a half. Then commercial sheet came on, and I ran both commercial sheet and tile. And that's when we had business teams into Armstrong. And that shifted to forming separate divisions, commercial and residential. And then I became the VP of marketing for the commercial group. And that's when we made those acquisitions. Then got back into the sales in 2002.
And as the leader of the sales organization, how many people work for you as a leader of the sales organization?
Well, we had seven regional managers and about 65 sales reps in the field, calling on A&D, flooring contractors, and end users.
Oh, that's very interesting. You know, last night, we're at the StarNet meeting down here in Marco Island, and last night I was asking some of your best customers, who is Gabe? And your nickname is Gabe. Most everybody knows that. And we had Bob Sabosik say, you know, let me give you an example. And he gave an example of one time when he had a job that he needed the material, and he dispatched one of his own company trucks down there and called you and said, they're going to be there in 2 hours, and you made it happen. You loaded his truck. You take care of the customer, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I think that's, you know, that's part of what our job is. That is our job. It's to basically listen to the customer, respond to them, and put together the right programs, the right plans to drive business. And it really starts with them. They're the ones who tell you whether you're doing a good job or a bad job. So, you know, having the type of relationship that I've been able to develop over the years, I mean, I got a good dose of both the good and the bad. And that's how you get better.
Again, as I was talking last night, when I asked people who Gabe is, you are Mr. Armstrong. Let me ask you, what is your legacy? What do you want to be known for as you step out of this role?
You know, I think the most important thing is the integrity part of it. And, you know, I hope people felt that they could shoot straight with me and they would get the same back, that I would shoot straight with them. And for me, I hope it was that he was always thinking about the customer. He was doing what the customer wanted to hear. And, everybody says that, but at the end of the day, I think hopefully through the actions that we followed through on, that people would say, yeah, no, he was always looking out for us. And that, to me, I hope is the legacy, and I hope that transferred to the sales team as well, that they feel the same way. And I think they do. Needless to say, there's always room for improvement, and there's always things that we could be doing better. But at the end of the day, it's working with the customer and responding to the customer in the time frame that we need to respond to them.
And also, I think, knowing what I hear about you, you had the balance of being very professional, but you also like to have fun at the same time, right?
Oh, that's very true. These events, I really enjoy. The fact that they invited me back, I feel very honored, because I was retired. One of the first groups I called was StarNet and talked to Gene and said, Gene, I wanted to let you know I'm going to retire. And I think within 3 or 4 hours, she called back and said, I talked to the board, and we'd love to invite you back to this event. So being back here again, admittedly, I feel like I'm putting my foot back into the business, but at the end of the day, it's been great to see everyone.
Well, that says a lot about your character, the fact that they wanted to have you back. What kind of advice do you have for the future leadership as you step away?
Well, I think at the end of the day, there's going to be change that's going to be going on constantly, and it still gets back to the basics and the fundamentals of doing business and responding to customers. It still goes back to that. Now, how you do it changes pretty dramatically, and the speed in which you have to do it is significant today. But I think at the end of the day, it's still getting back to the customer. It's responding to the customer and doing the blocking and tackling really, really well. That's what we need to be doing. And in some cases, I think we have a tendency to forget that. I think we kind of go at a pace in which we kind of forget about the basics of what business is all about. And that's what you don't want to lose that, because it's so doggone important.
What about using the telephone? A lot of people nowadays, they text message, they email. What is your advice to people about picking up the phone and talking to their customer?
Well, perfect case in point is the example that Bob used last night. I mean, if he had to text me or call me and leave a message, we wouldn't have been able to respond to that. I mean, that one-on-one dialogue, I think, is great. Picking up the phone, responding to people in a timely fashion is absolutely critical. So it's not bad that we have the technology in place. You got to have it in today's world.
And there's no replacing communications where they can hear the inflection in your voice and the fact that through the tone in your voice, you're able to give your customer confidence that you're in charge and you're going to take care of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you want them to feel that way, because if you do it that time, they'll keep coming back to you, and that's what you want.
Why did you make the decision to retire? I mean, you look like you're about 45 years old.
I appreciate that, Kemp. This is something that Cindy and I talked about probably about 10 years ago. We said, if we can put ourselves in a position where we could retire at this stage in our lives, we wanted to do that because we're pretty active. We mountain bike, we hike, we fish, we kayak, we play golf. So we thought, while we're healthy, we wanted to do this. Now, what the future holds, I don't know. But right now, we're on our 4-month camping trip, and we're just camping across the country, and we're spending time with our family, which we haven't done in the 35 years. We have not spent the amount of time we needed to with family. So that's what we're really doing. And eventually, we'll get back to Lancaster. That'll be around June 23rd.
So you're making a trip around the United States? Are you doing the whole U.S.?
No, actually, we started on March 7th. We headed down the East Coast, cut across the belly of the U.S., headed up to Arizona, and we've spent about 3 weeks in Arizona. And then we're going to go through Utah to Colorado, where my family lives. And we're going to spend about 3 weeks there and then work our way back to Lancaster.
Okay, and you're pulling a big trailer, and that's the way you're doing it, huh?
Yeah, we have a 28-foot trailer, and we have kayaks strapped on the top. We do look like the Clampets, but it's, we're having a ball, and wherever we stop, we'll either bike, hike, fish, whatever.
So, I mean, that's part of your success, isn't it? The fact that you've gotten up every morning and you get a little exercise. I mean, that's part of, as Stephen Covey says, that's part of sharpening the saw.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I always had a routine, and the routine was always driven around getting up early in the morning. I got up very early in the morning, would do some reading, and then I'd exercise and then head to work. And Cindy coaches me a little bit now, because I have the tendency of doing that still. I still try to get plans in place, and she says, you're retired, you don't need to do that. So
she told me last night that when y'all break camp in the morning, you want to be one of the first ones to break camp. When you hear motors running on down the street, you say, we got to go.
Yeah, very competitive still. So I have to think in terms of, okay, we got to be the first ones to go and get out of here so we don't get caught up in traffic. So, yeah, I still have to do that.
Okay, great. Well, listen, real quick question. I know a lot of people are wondering, how does Armstrong backfill for a large hole that you leave there?
Hopefully we've put people in place to move into that position. I know Frank and Paul are constantly exploring how do we want to fill this, and it may give the leadership a chance to change the structure and do something different. But I think they'll be absolutely fine in filling the job with the right person as well.
Okay, Randy, I really appreciate you spending time with us. We're going to miss you, and I hope you'll stay in touch with us. I've been talking to Randy Gablehouse about his retirement, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.